Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Back for a new season, TLC's ever-expanding family, counting on Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific. Following the oldest Duggar children, the famous clan from the hit series 19 Kids and Counting, as they begin their lives as adults and start families of their own. We see Ginger Duggar and her husband Jeremy Volo navigate being new parents. Ginger, the sixth of 19 children, fourth oldest daughter, a television personality since 2004, accomplished pianist, co-author, along with her sisters Jana, Jill, and Jessica, of the highly acclaimed book Growing Up Duggar, It's All About the Relationships. Jeremy, a standout college soccer player, senior year at Syracuse, named the team MVP, played for Major League Soccer and North American Soccer League, now a full-time pastor and reality TV star. Ginger and Jeremy actively involved in SWAN. That's an organization for children affected by parental incarceration, providing free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities, and mentoring. SWAN was founded in 2011 by Diana Volo, an accomplished violinist, music instructor. She's executive director of SWAN and Jeremy's mother. TLC's counting on a brand new season, Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific, and Ginger, Jeremy, and Diana, Felicity's mom, dad, and grandmother, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. Thanks so much for having us.
It is a pleasure talking about all that's going on in everybody's lives right now. First of all, how did your lives change, all of you, on July 19th of last year?
Well, it changed for the much, much better. We welcomed our little daughter, Felicity, into this world, and it has been a nonstop joy. This little girl looks like and acts like her mother, and so it's been really amazing.
Is anybody getting any sleep? Usually it takes a while before the baby sleeps all night and mom and dad can get some sleep, usually doing that in shifts for a while. Anybody getting any sleep, and do you care if you don't?
We are getting sleep at this stage. We're really thankful. Felicity is a really easy baby, and so it's been good. She's allowed us to get lots of good sleep. Of course, every night here and there, but she's been good for the most part.
And Diana, what's this been like for you? I understand this is your first grandchild.
Oh, yes, it's been a pure joy. It's been a little hard because there's a lot of distance between us, Jeremy and Ginger being in Texas and I being in the Philadelphia area, but we manage. We visit as much as we can, and we, of course, visit on the phone.
You know, it's nice now you've got Skype, yeah, and things like that, so you can sort of stay in touch. When our kids were little with grandparents, it was sending Polaroids back and forth, so times have changed.
That's right.
Times have changed dramatically. Now you've got almost that instant contact out there. Ginger, we all sort of got to watch what you were going through during this whole intense delivery. What was that like with the fan reaction? Because everything I've read, they feel like Felicity is theirs as well.
It was definitely an interesting time. Having grown up with a lot of siblings around, seeing my mom be pregnant, you know, for many years, it was like, okay. You knew what to expect, or so you thought. Walking through that experience for myself the first time, it's amazing. Just having my mom there support me and my sister, then my in-laws, it was just amazing thing just to experience for myself and welcoming our first little one into the world. It was definitely incredible, something that you can't even describe, the amount of joy and love that surrounded it.
Jeremy, talk about sort of navigating through some of the challenges of being, especially a first-time parent, because you don't know quite what to expect. You've got the church where you're involved as a pastor, so everybody's trying to juggle everything. Priority number one, of course, is Felicity. Talk about trying to navigate that, especially for new parents for the first time.
It's been really interesting because a lot of people tell you what to expect and what you've got to know, but there's nothing like experiencing it yourself.
Yes.
And I was amazed at the natural instincts of fathering that just appeared in me. I mean, it was really strange to me. Just first of all, the love. You can't anticipate the love for this child that you're going to feel and have. But then more than that, just the instinctual desire and ability to care for her. And so it's been a change, yes. But it hasn't felt like this big juggling act. It's kind of been just this smooth transition, which feels quite natural. It feels like, well, this is what you do next, and you've got a little daughter now, and so life may slow down at times, life may speed up at times, but I felt, anyway, I don't know if this has been others' experience, but I just felt this natural instinct kick in, and it's pretty much been a smooth ride, I would say.
It's interesting you talk about it. It's sort of a natural process. So it's not like a checklist that somebody gives you and you've got to do these right. things to be a good father. They just sort of happen, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's like nobody has to tell you, hey, if the baby's upset, get up and go check on her, or you just do it, you know, and it just, it's like you just shift into another gear.
This is amazing, watching this all unfold on Counting on TLC, back for a brand new season. So much going on. This seems like this family never quite slows down. More changes and surprises on the horizon for this season. What can we expect to see Ginger in season four? There's a lot coming up yet, isn't there?
There definitely is a lot of exciting things coming up. John David and Abby, you get to see their wedding. And then Josiah and Lauren as newlyweds, they head off to Austria for their honeymoon. And then Ben and Jess, they're raising their two little boys, Henry and Spurgeon. So it's just nonstop adventure, fun, you get to see and be a part of. And then also there's a scene that I think just moved us definitely. And I think with Josiah and Lauren, they open up and share just the struggles of life and the circumstances that surround the hardest season of their lives. And so I encourage you to tune in and see it.
And that's TLC's hit series Counting On, Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific. I mentioned all of the involvement the entire family has now in working with Swan, which was introduced to the country, featured on the Counting On segment, I think it was August of last year. Diana, you had a really distinguished performing career, professional career beginning Carnegie Hall International Concert Tour with the Concerto Soloist of Philadelphia after that, but you've always been a teacher. What was the inspiration in founding Swan?
Oh, thank you for asking. The inspiration were twofold. Number one, I had grown up in a rather difficult circumstances, and so I scaled my own walls through music. And then I've been a teacher for 40 years, and I've seen the impact that music has on a child's life. My children were very successful, my students were, and my husband's a pastor and counsels criminal offenders. And that's where I got introduced to children who are affected by parental incarceration for the very first time. I did a little research, and to my surprise, 1 in 14 children in the United States has had a parent either in state or federal prison at some point in their lives. That's more than 5 million children affected in the United States.
Yeah, I saw that statistic, and that was hard to believe. 1 out of 14 are impacted by this.
Absolutely, this is a group of children that are rather invisible to our country. So I want to highlight their plight. And it's something we can do. We can help solve. Sadly, when a parent goes to prison, their children suffer physically, mentally, emotionally. They may experience the trauma of separation and abandonment, as well as homelessness, continued or deepening poverty. And you see, these things result in behavioral issues and substandard academic performance. And yet, their circumstances do not need to define who they are. SWAN stands for Scaling Walls a Note at a Time. We're a support group, but we provide those free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities. And why? Because research underscores how music is one of the finest disciplines to help children succeed.
You're doing wonderful work, and the website, by the way, is swanforkids.org. You can find all the information there on the organization. I got about a minute left in the program, going by way too quickly here with Ginger and Jeremy. Let's talk about the platform you have. This is not just people watch in and sort of be entertained by watching you and all of the family members grow up. You really have a chance to touch lives. For example, with Swan, bringing that message out to people and emphasizing the importance of faith and family. I'm assuming this is a very important platform for both of you, the TV program.
It is. You know, as we look around our world, there is a lot of negativity. And you look around and you see the hate, you see the damage that's being done, you see, you know, there's a lot of strife. And And here the Lord has provided us a platform to share our lives with others, and we want to use that positively. We want to use that to obviously glorify the Lord, but also to impact lives. And so Ginger and I are passionate about Swan because, like my mother said, these children are invisible, and yet there's something we can do to change and alter their lives. There's an impact story of a young girl named Brianna, and we unfortunately don't have time today, but to hear this story, which you can see at swanforkids.org, and to see how her life will forever be changed.
It's just amazing. Yes, the work that you're doing and the platform that you have to do this. We're talking about TLC's hit series Counting On. New season, Mondays night, Eastern Pacific. Ginger Jeremy with us on the program. Diana Volo, Jeremy's mother and the executive director, founder of Swan. Time has gone by way too quickly. It's been great having all of you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.